Let's do an intro.
An intro?
Yeah.
Okay. So normally how this... I'll level with you. It's been a while since I've done one of these as well.
Yeah, we've been a little loose.
A little loosey. Yeah. A little loosey. Well, okay. So allow me. First of all, I'm going to blame everything on coronavirus.
Okay.
Okay. This is Tav and Alan. So far, touching wood, coronavirus free. This is Comedy Above the Pub. The pub is fake. The guests are real. That's right, folks. Cat P to you and me. Who are you? Who is... What? What's this? Who is this person?
This is producer Darcy.
Yes, it is!
And this is our staff party.
I know!
Bridge episode. We should, 18 and 19.
We should have booze. We should have booze and finger... But you're off the booze, right? Still?
I'm not that off the booze. You want to break out the booze?
You could have told me that.
We can pause.
I could have had some booze. I love booze. Right. You know me. When did you swan dive off the wagon? You were gone for a while.
I guess over a year now. It was around the end of February last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no. I mean like...
I've always like... When I say like I quit drinking.
Right.
I mean I quit like... drinking.
Okay, like as a hobby drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, can't go to sleep unless I drink.
Right.
You know, like...
Okay, I see.
Can't wait until it's 5 o'clock.
Still a nice snifter of brandy at the holidays. You know, a glass of red wine for the sulfides.
I went skiing on the weekend and had a lager, you know, for lunch instead of, you know, instead of onion rings.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it was so good.
Isn't it?
Context, you know, like yes. Sit down on the weekend, have a pint instead of just...
Yeah.
Oh, this day won't go away.
No, I know.
Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah. I drink until the dog gets nervous. When he starts looking at me going, oh, is it going to be this again? Him in his underwear tracing me around? No, don't need it.
I apologize for the wheezing I'm going to do today.
Oh, yeah, because you got the coronavirus.
I do have the bubo.
Yeah. There you go. The what is it called?
The bubo.
The bubo?
I think it's just the plague I have.
The plague. No, yeah, it's not run-of-the-mill plague. Yeah. I just got my shingles jab, so bring it. Bring it. That's what I'm saying.
I got part two. Pox.
I did when I was a wee guy.
Yeah,
I had the chicken pox, and so...
I had it for my high school prom.
Oh! Nice. What did they call you, Dotsy?
And you couldn't really Photoshop back then.
No.
So I couldn't even clean up the pictures.
So... Well, I'm guessing at that point, we assume everyone in that gymnasium has already had it.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they say something like, if you look like you have chicken pox,
yes,
it's pretty much over by then as far as being contagious.
Oh, God. Yeah, you can say that about anything, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it looks like you're blind.
I cough on somebody in the bus today. Don't worry, I'm not contagious anymore.
Yeah, not contagious anymore. It's good now. This is the good coronavirus. I've got two... gigs coming up. One is a private event. The other one is we're still negotiating what's going on. The private event is in a nursing home.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So someone just messaged me, friend of a friend, and said, could you do us a favor and do a show? It's like, here's some money we'll throw at you. And I was like, cool. Like, so I got two of my friends to join me. Guys I love hanging out with anyway. So it's just going to be, if everything goes wrong... And it will.
Yeah.
I'm still hanging out with pals. So right. I was like, you know, you come on, you kill an afternoon, you go. I checked in with them today to see if they're okay with this coronavirus because it's a nursing home, right? Yeah. And they're like, no, it's fine. They're all looking forward to it. Hey, you know, stay safe. You know, meanwhile, this other charity event that's like 2 months out, they're like, we're a little concerned. I don't know. You know, we're at a legion. Like, okay, I got to figure that out with them.
What about checking in with them about topics? Like, can you joke about it? Is it too soon?
Well, that's all I'm going to talk about.
Soon enough.
I've got 10 fresh minutes on this, Darcy. I'm a topical guy.
Because I think I mentioned to you in the email that when I was thinking of ideas for the album.
Yes.
This being the 19th season.
The 19th. No, 19th.
Like, Cat P-19.
Right.
It's like, that would be perfect.
With a biohazard symbol.
Yeah.
That would have been
exactly
so cool.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes. You see, and that's why you're my producer right there.
But didn't go with that. Because it could be.
Okay.
Yeah, it's important.
Did you change it? Is it going to be a change?
It's going to be a slightly different color, and it will say 19 where it said 18.
So okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
As we
so you didn't do the Hardcastle?
No. Looked at the Hardcastle album cover. Thought that'd be good. nobody would get it except you and I.
Except you, me, and any crossover listeners we have with Jimmy Pardo.
So, yeah, I thought the cat pee as cat COVID-19.
Right. COVID-19.
People would have got that, but would have been offended. We shouldn't take advantage of this situation.
That's right.
Although, while I think of it.
Right.
I got a whole bunch of Purell that I'm selling.
We were going to make our own. We're going to make bathtub Purell.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, it's a lot of Vaseline and hot mustard. That's what I understand it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And out of both things. We're out of both things. I couldn't do it with either. So, yeah. I don't Purell a lot. I did once. I did I was in the Eaton Center picking up some stuff, you know, for the non-Toronto listeners, the big shopping center here in Toronto, and they had a Purell dispenser that still had Purell in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I touched a couple of things in the store. The person that was helping me, she kind of coughed into her elbow. So I was like, maybe I'll go and I'll do that. But the problem is I don't know about how frequently you are washing your hands. I'm washing mine a lot, even though I work from home and the only person I could contract this from is my wife and my dog, right? I wash my hands fairly frequently throughout the day, just in case.
Yeah.
To the point now that my skin is so dry, my hands look like Eddie's from Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So when you put Purell on that, yeah, that's a jazz hit.
Brisk.
Yes, that's now I know how Jesse Pinkman felt for half of that show.
I wonder, public Purell stations, if people are using them like the water bottle refill stations, just going up and just filling their own containers.
Erky, 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 erky. Yes, yeah. yeah, I would probably. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. I don't know. I just wash my hands a lot. Come in, wash my hands. If I'm meeting a friend of mine before I do anything, wash my hands in the bathroom. Wash your hands. And I got to tell you something, Darcy. I have never wanted to touch my face more in my life. I don't know what it is.
It turns out I touch my face a lot.
Yeah, everyone does.
Now
yours especially we touch. We love touching your face.
Yeah.
What? It's for that noise in particular. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird when you actually catalog it.
Yeah.
Like when you catalog how much you actually touch your face, right? Normally, you see, this is what I've now made into my morning routine. I go in and I scrub my hands good. Like first of all, like typically after a shower, right? That means the full body wash is in effect, right?
Yeah.
But just to be safe, once I'm dressed, I go and I rewash my hands.
Okay.
And that's when I hold my face in despair.
You totally molest your face.
I just, like that.
Yeah.
You know, I just, oh, woe is me. I just do that for a good 10 minutes and then that sets me up for the day. It's like, okay. I'm done. I've had my moment. I've had my moment and it's finished and we're good. We're good. It's weird how this is affecting everything, right?
Totally.
Like who'd have thought Steven Soderbergh would be correct? Because we had Contagion.
I don't know if I.
No, it's literally. It is like pound for pound.
Yeah.
What is happening right now? Except Gwyneth Paltrow is more the Jude Law character telling us all you got to do is shove eggs up your hoo-ha and you'll be fine, right? Whereas Jude Law had this tea that he was bragging about that, you know, or this elixir you can get at drugstores that would cure the virus, which is not. Which is, he's like the Alex Jones character saying his toothpaste will cure coronavirus.
Right.
And I thought about that today. I was like, that is, first of all, happy drunk driving, Alex.
I was going to say, nice. You heard about him, very right?
Nice. Yeah, safe travels home tonight, my friend. By the way, the picture they showed of him didn't look like someone at all who just got out of jail for being on a drunk driving charge. So his thing right now, at the time of recording, is that he is selling off of his website something he says, quote, the Pentagon uses. It's his brand of toothpaste that he says kills the coronavirus. And I thought to myself, this was how quickly my mind works on these things. And it's like, what an idiot trying to get rubes on this play who listen to him, his fan base, he's got to stop this. This is misinformation. Wait a minute. Actually, keep going with that. Let's thin the herd a little bit. let's, oh man, my listenership's down. Well, you know, this is why I don't introduce death pacts to our listeners. This is why I always say, no, don't kill yourself.
No.
Because we need all the downloads we can get. Alex is just taking a swipe at his own listenership, at his base.
Well, I mean, he's always been peddling the powders.
Yes. So yeah. Foot ointment and...
this is just a label change.
It's just a rebrand. So everything Contagion... The reason I like Contagion so much is that it was a virus movie that isn't run away from the monkey. Like, it's...
I listened to a podcast recently. I listened to a war movie podcast. And okay. Outbreak was... They brought that up because it was sort of topical.
Right.
And that's all about... Go catch the monkey.
Right.
If the monkey's got it. We got to get the
monkey's
monkey.
Got to get the monkey.
Got to get the ant.
Got to get the monkey.
Create an anti
monkey
venom.
Yes.
Not anti venom. What's that?
Vaccine.
Antidote? Vaccine.
A vaccine.
Is a vaccine. No, what's. Because a vaccine antidote. You take like prophylactically. I mean, you put it on your penis.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right.
No, but.
Slide it on that cock.
But isn't there something like an. That will kill the virus? But that's not necessarily a vaccine, is it? Right.
No.
Same thing?
No. So what the...
I thought a vaccine you take before you get
Welcome
it,
to Medical so Talk with two guys who don't know what they're talking about. I understand it to be. Vaccine sets your body up so that it if it's introduced, your body knows how to fight it.
Right.
Right?
So you don't get it.
So I would say an antidote?
Yeah.
Is that the word you're looking for?
That would be something...
Or cure. No, cure. That's what you're looking for. Yeah.
Cure.
Cure.
Yeah. It'll be in the show notes, people. You don't have to write your own...
That's right.
Yeah, don't worry.
The cure.
Don't have to pull over. It'll be in the show notes later.
You know, because, you know, you take it, and then Friday, I'm in love.
Beat me to it.
The entire movie is just, like, it shows the spread via air flight, the origins of it, which I think is close to how this one originated, because in the movie, it's bat and pig virus.
Okay.
And I think it's that combination. The virus in the movie, spoiler alert, but if you know, it's not really a spoiler when it's actually happening right now in real time, so it's fine. The virus, I think, ate the brain, which is where this came from. Whereas this is just a
so is this a zombie system. Movie then? Do they turn into zombies?
No, they're gone. Okay. And then we saw a financial collapse. We saw borders being drawn. We saw, like, you know, the attack on toilet paper, you know, just all of that. You know, right. All of this is a thing. And eventually they come up with a vaccine and it's cured. The thing I love about it is the anti-vaxxers have been suspiciously quiet recently. what was that about? No. You couldn't have mean me. You couldn't. No. My kids are fine. That's right. Yeah. The beautiful thing about that is that this is going to get rid of anti-vaxxers. Because if they get the vaccine... They aren't anti-vaxxers anymore. And if they don't get the vaccine, they won't be anti-vaxxers for long. So it's win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of hypocrites.
A lot of hypocrites. That's what the problem is with today. A lot of hypocrites out there. Say one thing, do another. Hypocrites.
So I think we should have led with this big story.
What big story? The coronavirus?
Since we're not going to billboard the show and tell them why to stick around. So if they get this far, tell them now.
Well, first of all.
Explain the sign in your lawn.
Right.
And.
Sign on the lawn, it says coronavirus.
Explain why it does not say.
Right.
The Wong sisters.
So, okay. The Wong sisters, longtime inadvertent sponsor of this show, were actually called into action.
Really?
We actually... said, hey, you know, they drop off these lovely notepads, and they are lovely, by the way. They gave us these notepads brandished with their phone number. You know what happens when you call that number? You know what you get?
What do you get?
Wong number.
Ah.
And the when I throw that joke out, as I do many, many, many times, it's amazing how many guests go, is that racist? And I go, no, it's a name. It's literally a name. It's a play on a name. We messaged them, and I guess they just have listened to this finally and went, nope, not touching that with a barge pole. So they're gone. This is what's going to happen over the next little while, my my friends and neighbors who listen to this lovely show. There's going to be some times where maybe we don't have an episode out.
So if you've liked things around the holidays here, we took a week or two off.
Yeah, remember when I took a vacation because all the other guests that I had kind of bailed on me? So yeah, that might happen. And here's the bit of the news. I am moving to Ottawa.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's it. So the recording equipment is going with me.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You and I do things over the internet anyway.
True.
Right? Do you ever go to Ottawa?
No.
Okay. So...
Now I have a reason to.
Now you have a reason to. Yeah. You know, there will always be a couch. You know what? We'll clear off Ernie's day bed. Pull that out for you. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be great. You know, he'll be off put, but it'll be fine.
Because you have a guest room right now. Are you downsizing then?
Yeah, we're going to live in a shed. We're okay. Looking at shed. Yes. We really want to optimize our selling here to a retirement fund. So we are thinking shed.
So maybe the podcast setup might have less echo?
Yeah, possibly.
Or you just
because it will be a shed.
Or you'll set up in a cave that's out in yes, the woods in the back.
That's right. And I will put moss on the wall
okay.
of the cave.
Oh, you will try to sound.
I will try and sound okay. sound bevel it.
Okay, so... We never did put up the curtains in this room.
We like never did. And you know what? I'm glad we didn't.
Just yeah, so then you just have
just
holes
so people
you have
just to so fill people or... would come in here and go, "What the fuck is that?" Right? So, yeah, so the reason that we're moving to Ottawa is obviously my career is on fire here. We need to expand. That is not the case. So, my wife's work is taking us to Ottawa. We also have between the two of us, four elderly parents that live in that area. So we're probably going to have to look after them at some point. So it makes sense for us to move there.
So the real reason is you miss your in-laws.
Oh, yes.
Or were you yes. getting bullied too much here as a Sens fan?
Yes, that's absolutely
too
it.
Much.
Yes.
Getting picked on.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck you guys, I'm leaving.
No, honestly, watching Leaf fans online is like watching the Democrats. Like it's just yelling at each other like they just hate what's going on for no reason. Like I watch this as a Sens fan going, you got nothing to complain about. What are you talking about?
Did you see the zinger in the Beaverton though?
No, what was it? What was it?
It was a picture of the empty Sens Arena.
Okay.
And it said, to prevent COVID-19, we advise you to take in a Sens game.
Gorgeous.
Because no one goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke.
Well, one person will be going in the future. It'll be me and... well, the guys from the Sens Underground or Sens Call-Ups. I'm sure those guys.
Yeah, you're going to... Join that podcast now?
Well, I'm not going to. Well, if they ask, yes. I'm not just going to go, hey, guys, I'm here for quite a while. Hello? Hello?
Well, it might
Hello,
be
what happened?
Some of the first guests in season
sure.
19 or so. Uh-huh. Is those guys?
Right.
The crossover episodes?
Yes. I think, well, we've done it before. We had Pan on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know how disconcerting it is being the only one on a podcast who cares that his real name is out there? It is them because they all have strong opinions about the team, and so they don't want that to. They're kind of hide behind these pseudonyms.
Okay,
you know, Cardinal, Canuck, and Pan. And I come up, hi, it's Todd. You can get a hold of me at hey, do you want to know my SIN number?
Yeah, dox my shit,
right? Dox the shit out of me. So like there will definitely be more opportunities to be on that. I can basically walk the files over to them if I do any audio thing for them. So, what does this do to the podcast? So, there are still people that come to Ottawa. Many friends of mine that perform at Yuck Yucks and Absolute Comedy
right.
Are still going to be coming to town. And so, I'll be doing that. So, over the course of the week, I know when I'm out there alone, I'm looking for shit to do. So, I will capitalize on their loneliness and get them in front of microphones. So, there's going to be opportunities to do things. I might decide at some point to do something else. There might be another thing. Might be another idea.
Right.
Might be.
Yeah.
Might be. Do I have it yet? No. But, here's another reason I want to keep this thing. I really wanted to get to 20.
Yeah.
I want to close off 20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal, right?
20 and 2020.
20 and 2020. Mm-hmm. That will happen.
Yes.
No, will it?
Yeah. This is only going to go for half a year. Well, it depends on how often we...
Right. Oh, yeah, because we're forgetting about the gappage that we're going to have.
We could just put some, like, little spacer episodes. Yeah, dude. Here's episode 5 to 8.
Yeah. pull out, you know, yank out some dandies from the TVA podcast days.
Yeah, re-release. Yeah,
yeah, re-release those. May want to vet them though, just because the language back then was a little less woke than it is today. True, yeah. So there's that. So there will still be an opportunity for guests, and as I get to know more and more people out there, then we can start bringing in, you know, local actors, local chefs, that sort of thing, and have the same sort of badinage that we have on this.
Getting the French ready, I see.
Look at that, badinage, eh? Merci beaucoup. Zut alors.
Yeah.
Dove la bibliothèque. Okay, I just Italian that, right. Did I?
I don't
Dove?
Know.
Dove? Where's what's where in French? Oué. Ooh, that's right. Yeah, I just Italianized that one. What will this mean for Write 'em Up? Is the burning question.
Yes. Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah.
That's going to be my next question.
That's the next question?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, nothing's changing. I will be coming back here into Toronto. There will be many reasons I'm coming back to Toronto. One being, well, sometimes there's a particular library I enjoy sitting in and just staring at the wall for 2 hours. I like that. Sometimes I like yelling at people in Trinity Bellwoods. I'm not going to give that up. Everyone needs a hobby. No, I'm going to be coming back for it because I'm going to have probably, if I get voice work, which I'm still going to be doing in Toronto, if I get any acting gigs, I will definitely come back for those.
Yeah, those would be worth the drive.
Right. Yeah. So, but the other thing too is that, you know, I still want to remain somewhat cognizant of what's going on in the scene. So I will probably, you know, in advance of like shows at Comedy Bar for Write 'em Up, I'll come in like a Wednesday or a Thursday, and that way I can go in and check out some open mics and see who's around and go to Comedy Bar and just, you know, still do my audits and make sure that, yeah, you know, I can do that. Get on stage myself and make sure I've still got, you know, kind of the read of the room and that sort of thing. So, yeah. So there's that. So it will not change. It will not change. That will be seamless to everyone.
I'll continue to not go.
Yes, there you go, because it's getting too full. That's the problem.
Do you know that I've bought tickets maybe three times online and not gone?
Really? I can't thank you enough. That's my favorite.
You still get that, right?
I do.
Do they, unless I show up and they tear the ticket,
right?
Like you get the money, like, or
tear it up right in front of me?
They just pretend that didn't happen. They keep the money.
Uh-huh.
So you do get that.
Oh, yeah, I get that. That's good. And why are you paying for a ticket?
Well, I showed up.
Right.
And it was sold out, to my surprise. So then after I was like, okay, so I went through months and months where I said, okay, going to go to the show.
Right.
And I find myself, iPad in hand.
Right.
And a little thing goes, ding. I look up. Oh, fuck. If I leave right now, I can make it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, no. Because I'm a large body at rest on Saturdays. It takes a lot to get me moving. So then I was like, okay, I'll buy a ticket. That'll help. A little bit of inertia. Nope.
Nope. Not even finance. It's like, nope, this box of Bugles has tasted pretty good.
So, yeah, it's been a while since I've been to a show.
Okay. All right.
So maybe I'll come. Now it's more of an occasion. You've come from out of town.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm actually driving into this fair city.
Adds to its eventness.
Right. You know, it's...
Eventitude.
You know, there's a myriad ways I can get into the city. You know, every one of them cool. I've got people kind of lining up places for me to stay. They're kind of near Comedy Bar, so that would be even better.
Ah, okay.
So I just kind of hang out, you know. It's going to be nice visiting the city that I lived in for over 20 years. Over half my life I've been here.
Yeah.
Yes. Over half. Gah.
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 I guess it's close to me. I'm 20 years, I guess, for me.
Yeah. Would you go back? Would you go anywhere?
I'd go back to Halifax. I mean, it's still the plan.
Yes.
For some of the similar reasons, not.
What's holding you here? A podcast? Let me tell you, Darcy. The whole thing's on the rework.
Cut your strings.
Yes.
Be free. No, my in-laws and my parents are in Nova Scotia.
Right.
And so, yeah, when they get on, and yeah, mm-hmm. So the idea is we'd go back and help out.
Yes.
Because I work remotely now,
mm-hmm.
even though the office is here.
Right.
I don't really need to be here. I don't think no. I could easily work from anywhere.
Yeah. You need internet.
That's it.
Do they have internet in Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Some places.
Yeah. You know how most modems go, king, car, king, car.
Yeah.
In Nova Scotia, says, nope, wait, I got it.
Yes, bye. Yes. Okay.
Yes, bye. So that's kind of the big news. By the way, we had great guests this year, this season. I thought we had some dandy guests. And they were fun. They were fun.
Good.
I'm thankful and gracious to all the old friends that kind of came by, all the new friends that came by.
Did I make it to any of them?
No. You did. You did the first episode like this.
Yeah, but I always do these, but I never made it to one with a guest.
You were mad that you didn't make Kevin Brosh's.
Yes.
Yes, because he brought you a beer and everything.
Yeah, I got screwed on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Work's been, work continues to be work.
Sure. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Work is work.
Yeah.
Any other same nouns you want to throw together?
No, but no. I used to have the job, but lots of ways I can cut in and out.
Uh-huh.
Now I've got lots of scheduled things you've got I have to attend.
Product codes sneaking into the data that are no good.
Yeah. I got data activity.
Data activity. No one's surviving with data activity. So 18 seasons this has been. We're going to roll into 19. Here's the thing. When this is where it gets weird. So, for the next little while, there's going to be times where the studio is, marked unavailable. Probably in the next week or so. When we're putting up offers for the house, we're going to actually be away, to take Ernie right out of the picture.
Okay.
That, by the way, is when I have this, I can't wait to infect them seniors home gig. So I'll be coming back for that. All of that to say, so like there, we may be starting off with like season 19 is around the corner. We just don't know which corner.
So you're not going to stage this for showing as a podcast studio?
Weirdly not. No. You'd be amazed what the niche market is for recording studios with a lot of echo. They will probably stage it the same way that we staged it, which was a bedroom. It was an actual bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can see that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think you're missing the bed. Is that what you're missing?
Well, it used to be against the wall, right? The mattress used to be leaned up against the wall.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason that was there is because we had no other place to put it.
Right.
So that did suck up some sound. So yes. Yep. So there's there will be episodes. If you listen to Wag the Doug, that podcast, they call it a pop-up podcast. We may turn to that for a bit until we get settled and figure out my schedule and get things kind of more regular. But I'm glad to hear that, you know, in this bridge episode come staff meeting that we are both on board for 20.
We got
to hit 20.
Yeah. And it's good to know. Like, I've been kind of goofing on some of the release dates.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You know? Like, I've noticed.
This used to be like a Thursday release.
Yeah, now it's a
crept to like sometime Sunday.
After Thursday.
And then it was like email from Todd middle of the next week. Hey, where's the episode? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shit. This is my favorite thing that's happening right now. And I'm glad I kind of hopped on to the cat post that we've been doing on Instagram. So it's where we go through the album art, and you know, we're today at the time of recording, we did episode 13 of season 13, uh-huh. And it's Danny Polishuk. Very, very funny gentleman. Love that guy. My favorite thing is like when I publish something like that and people come up to me, like, you know, when we're at open mics or stuff like that, and they go, oh my God, you got Paul Schaefer? It's like, yeah. It's like, how was that? Go, why didn't you listen to it 5 years ago? How about that? When it came out, jackass. How about that? So, yeah, we've had, I love it. It's just a review. It's the biggest surprise of my day where I get to see sort of like who our previous guests were, right? To see how Mike Stork has changed his image.
do you link to the episodes?
I do. I have the link right in the thing.
Right to the page.
But people have been coming up going, I've been listening. Like, you know, they actually cue these things up and they listen to them. So, yeah.
I wonder how they hold up. Like you said, probably some of the language.
Probably some language is not appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's probably some inadvertent What would have been fine at the time.
Yeah.
Not good now.
Yeah.
Right? Because it is, it's been 10 years.
Yeah. So not say
over 10 years.
Could be some cancelable offenses there.
Sure. I take it as a growing experience. I think if people know me now, they know that I am not on board with what I would have said.
Yes, you've evolved.
Yes.
We have all evolved.
Right. Yes. I just saw the clip of Mark Maron's latest special.
Okay.
It's lovely, and it kind of sums up sort of like I'm on board with him. It's like where he describes himself as 85% woke. And it's, you know, and 15, I just keep to myself. It's like, it's nice to have that little voice in your head going, yeah, you don't need to say that.
Yeah.
You don't need to. No. And that's what life is right now. You don't need to say that. Yeah. Oh, so we both take water now for dead air? Okay. That's all right.
I'll fix it in post.
When? When have you ever just not cut the beginning, cut the end, there's the nap, put on the music?
I would definitely never listen to this one.
weirdly enough, as I was awaiting you coming here, I put my iPhone music on shuffle. What came up? The exit music for the podcast.
Hey.
Yeah, Stockholm by Newfast Automatic Daffodils.
We thank them.
We thank them very much. That was the happiest day of my life, was that one. And I'm including after I said, yeah, I do. Is that how I said it? Did I say yeah, or like you bet I
do? That sounded a little sarcastic.
I think I said something like I do. It's like, yeah. No, I remember now. I was a jackass when dad was, as my minister, marrying me to my now wife, rattled through all the things that, you know, were in the vows. And I just turned and went, what was the middle one? Right? Yeah. A little bit of Kevin Klein there from Fish Call One. And my wife went, what? Oh. And yeah, way to ruin it. And go, doesn't matter. Of course I do. Completely blanked on my train of thought there.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. No. So the happiest day is when the guys from Newfoundland Automatic Daffodil said, yeah, go ahead.
They wrote you back and said, hey, we don't own it anymore.
We don't. It's yours. We've given it to the world. Enjoy.
How did it work? That they don't own it, or the contract was up with EMI? And
yeah. So I think that was it. I think it's in public domain at that point, because there wasn't like a contractual owner to that for that particular.
There's no one's going to come after us, is the thing.
No.
Right? Yeah.
They've had time too.
Yeah.
They've if they're coming after us now, they've been dragging their feet. So thanks, New Fads.
We thank you.
We thank you. So weird things around the corner, new, exciting, punishing, crippling, a lot of travel, big boxes. I hate moving. I hate moving. Hate it. The packing of things is just a big testicle punch every time. Every time.
I told Kari, my wife.
Yes.
For the listeners.
Yes.
About you moving.
Uh-huh.
She asked a lot of questions.
I bet she did. I have no answers.
You'll have to listen to the episode.
Yes.
But she said, oh, that's so great. It's nice to have a change. You need a change sometime.
Yeah.
And I went, you want to have a change? She said, no, Jesus, no, not.
No, not us. No.
But for them. I'm very happy for them.
I'm so glad she's concerned about my stasis. Thank you, Kari. Yeah. That's what Todd needs, is a change. That's right. No, I now answer to the name Gordon.
I don't like to move.
Yeah. No, moving sucks.
Been in the same building for 20 years.
Yes, you have. I remember moving you from
first
one
floor
apartment
to, second floor. To the
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the theme song from the Jeffersons going through our head the entire time. That was the easiest move I've ever done.
Not bad.
You didn't even pack.
I totally packed.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Taking up three shirts and a lamp.
Not everything fits well in a box. But yeah, things that wouldn't go in a box went in a box.
No, it was good.
Yeah, totally.
It was good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Darcy. Thank you for being on board.
My pleasure.
The internet, wherever it may be, will still be our delivery system for everything we need.
Yeah.
It'll be good. I hope to see you in Ottawa. I will definitely see you when I come back to Toronto for the many reasons that I will come. And thank you, listener, for being here and seeing the push and you know, to our guests who have been wonderful, who have been very open with us in conversation and hilarious, and they've been great, and everyone listening. I don't know what has happened recently, but I'm running into listeners a lot that are happy with the podcast. So I can't thank you all enough. Also people who just like who have seen my comedy and like that. I kind of like that too. That's been very fun.
You kind of like that.
I kind of like that.
Podcast like, first.
Yeah.
Comedy second.
Comedy second. Well, it's whatever the intro is. Whatever the intro, I don't care. I don't care what drags either way.
All Darcy, roads lead to Venom.
That's right. So if you want to know what I'm going to be doing outside of the Write 'Em Ups, which are the third Saturday of every month at Comedy Bar, you can go to heyitstva.com/calendar for all my deets. And as I get gigs, I'll be putting them up there. And as people call me up and cancel them because of coronavirus, I will be taking them off. So yes. Yeah, make sure you're aware of that website. Darcy, do you have anything you want to add for the grand old listener?
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, suck it, listener.
Don't bother following me or anything.
Right. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
None of it matters.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. You know the drill. 5 stars, talk shit about us in the commentary. 5 stars, talk shit about us in the commentary. My album really is on iTunes along with this podcast, so by all means, go in there. Oh, big news.
What happened?
I don't know if I mentioned this. I have recorded the new album, and so it will be coming out sometime in the next little while. So we'll let people know what that is, when that is. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm moving. Fuck
maybe
off.
That should have been in the front. I don't know.
I don't know. No, because it's not. It's nowhere near ready. I haven't got any release dates or anything like that. All it's just that I've
but you haven't moved
it.
Yet either.
No, so I don't know. I haven't.
What's your news?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, new album coming out.
New album coming out.
Recorded.
Recorded.
Where did you record it?
Same place, Kingston.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolute Comedy in Kingston. My kind of home club. Which every show is just like a small town one-nighter thrown together in a row for a weekend. Love you, Kingston. You guys are great. Though some of you politically are assholes, but the rest of you are pretty great. The rest of you are pretty great. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Darcy, the erstwhile guest, and myself, when you listen to Cat P, you're in for a good time. Jimmy, you are always the podcat. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Lately, I find I